A Search for Thermal Eurosynchrotron Emission from Hot Stellar Coronae, by Walter Golay et al. We have searched for thermal Eurosynchrotron radio emission from a sample of 5 radio-loud stars whose X-ray coronae contain a hot, T greater than 10 to the power of 7K, thermal component. We used the JVLA to measure Stokes INV, I spectral energy distributions, SEDs, over the frequency range 15 to minus 45 GHz. Determining the best-fitting model parameters using power law and thermal Eurosynchrotron emission models. The SEDs of the 3 chromospherically active binaries, ALGOL, UX Arietes, HR1099, were well fit by a power law Eurosynchrotron model, with no evidence for a thermal component. However, the SEDs of the 2 pre-main sequence, PMS, stars, V410 Tau, HD 283572, had a circularly polarized enhancement above 30 GHz that was inconsistent with a pure power law distribution. These spectra were well fit by summing the emission from an extended coronal volume of power law Eurosynchrotron emission and a smaller region with thermal plasma and a much stronger magnetic field emitting thermal Eurosynchrotron radiation. We used Bayesian inference to estimate the physical plasma parameters of the emission regions, characteristic size, electron density, temperature, power law index, and magnetic field strength and direction, using the independently VLBI measured radio sizes, X-ray luminosity, and magnetic field strength as priors, where available. The derived parameters were well constrained but highly degenerate. The best fitting temperatures for both PMS stars were approximately 0.5 dex higher than the X-ray derived temperatures. We argue that the power law and thermal volumes in the PMS stars are probably not co-spatial and speculate that they may arise from 2 distinct regions, the stellar corona and the inner edge of their accretion disk, respectively. This was A Search for Thermal Eurosynchrotron Emission from Hot Stellar Coronae, by Walter Golay et al.